here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to get the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Nick. Nick was pretty grouchy in the... After
the parallel universe.
Yes, yeah, in the parallel universe. Thank you. I was trying to find the right phrase. Very good, Matt Stell. Very good. Matt Stell's here. Nate Olson's here. And Matty T is here. All four of us will be at Christmas karaoke tonight. Mm-hmm. Former co-host and I once performed this song with Freaky Joe Franklin at Christmas karaoke. Can I just tell you how ridiculously we looked dressed up as Run DMC, but it sure was fun.
So it's all about.
It's all about having fun. Tonight is going to be a performance like none other from everyone. I have a couple of things. I asked Nate in the break, and I've asked Matt Stell, and neither one of them gave me the answer I was looking for. There is no correct answer. There are some wrong answers. When does Christmas officially begin for you? By the way, tomorrow we're celebrating Festivus. And I invite you all to come back up and air your grievances, or you can call them in. That's one question. The other thing is, have you ever pulled a Vern Lundquist? Did you ever pick up a girl or meet a girl or get a number from a girl that was on a date with another dude? Vern Lundquist pulled that stunt, and he got himself a wife out of it. 32 years later, it will be in April of next year.
Player.
And Matt Stell needs to sit this one out. If it's happened to you more than 10 times, you're either a musician, an actor.
Or a liar.
Athlete.
Or some combination thereof. If you want in today, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. The Razorback basketball team playing tonight on The Buzz. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-ish against Tennessee Martin.
UT Martin.
Or UT Martin if you prefer. Saturday at Verizon, the big house, 7 o'clock against South Alabama.
I'll be there.
As I said the other day, they owe us one. They gave us John Pelfrey. We'll take a win Saturday and call it even. I actually like John Pelfrey and rooted for him.
I like the way they're playing. Kai Madden playing well. You gotta like that. That's very encouraging. He needs to keep it going.
Shooting about
60% from the three-point line. He won't keep that going, but if he can keep being consistent and score a little bit, that's going to help him.
Handle the ball, be long on D. It's going to be good, man. Yep.
If you missed it earlier, Steve Campbell, the new head coach at UCA. We had Brad Teague on to talk about the 47-year-old coach who comes from Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. He has some connections to other schools around the region. And talking to Dr. Teague, very excited about that. Also, Terry Mahajer announcing on Twitter today, officially they will be doing the presser at 2 o'clock today, that Blake Anderson is the new head coach at Arkansas State, the former offensive coordinator at North Carolina. John Thompson's future in Jonesboro, somewhat in doubt, although I would guess if Arkansas State had its way, they would keep him on staff, would be my guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would hope he'd consider that. I think he's a really good tie to the state of Arkansas, and I think that Anderson could use it. I think Harsin could have used it, and I'd like to see him stay. But you never know. Coaches have their own preference, and he may have somebody he wants.
We didn't get into this top 10 list yesterday, but Matt put it together, and I'd like to do it. And we got a few minutes here, so let's go ahead with it. And Roger Scott sort of skated over this the other day, but I thought the list was worthwhile. And we were talking about It's a Wonderful Life, which is to me the ultimate Christmas movie. Some people would say Christmas Vacation. I have no problem with that either. Anything else that's even in the conversation?
I don't like movies in black and white.
I don't either. I tried to watch I think it's White Christmas with Bing Crosby, which I've seen before. It's just not, and maybe it's not that it's in black and white, because It's a Wonderful Life is too, and I don't have a problem with that, I guess. But it just, there's something about that particular one. It's a little slow for me.
Well, and I think to add to the Christmas movie list, a new classic would have to be Elf, wouldn't it?
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah, it's gaining some momentum.
I didn't even realize until a couple years ago that's Zooey Deschanel in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a cutie.
Oh, she's great. I loved her in the patootie. iPhone commercial. Do you have the list, Matt, with you somewhere, or are they all up there on the
it's
board?
It's up all of them except for one of them.
Okay, well, you can go ahead and chime in here. Why don't you lead the way, because you may remember this better than I do. The top 10 worst Christmas movies ever. Elf, It's a Wonderful Life.
Worst?
Elf, It's a Wonderful Life, and Christmas Vacation will not be appearing on this particular list.
This is the best of the worst.
I was like, what?
All right, give it to me, Maddie. What do we got here?
Well, do you remember a book written by John Grisham called Four Christmases?
Sure do.
Well, this one stars, what's his face?
Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn and some other
chick. Five Head.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in Boston the other day.
Did you?
By the way, yeah, I saw him at the Capitol Grill.
Did you get a picture with him?
No, but we pretty much the same size. Like,
yeah, you are.
He's a tall, he's a good size.
I told
you
my Vince Vaughn story. I got a picture with him in a Jermaine Taylor fight, and right as they were snapping the picture, some chick walked by. So you see the girl, and my forehead over the top of her head and Vince Vaughn next to me.
Yeah.
Sucks. I hate her.
I remember you telling that story about he was less than enthused, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to let him slide on by. I'm not trying to.
He called me sport. He said, sure, sport, when I asked him if I could get a photo with him, which was kind of cool, as though I was 12 years old. It was quite neat.
He had a sport coat over a Bears hoodie. I thought that was like a classy little something to put together. Well, you know, when you're Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, two guys that have really fluctuated in their weight over their careers. Man.
And you talk about people picking each other up on dates. What he does in the breakup with Jennifer Aniston at the beginning when he's making fun of the guy with the tucked in shirt, I love that.
Yeah.
You actually eat while you play that?
Just flip the tube.
Excuse me?
Flip the tube.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go. Capital of China.
Hong Kong.
Yes. Thing next to your bed on the nightstand.
A sock?
Yes. I helped you come up with this when you were drunk and you came home from the bar last Thursday.
Alibi.
Yes. All right. The thing I'm not allowed to wear to Supercross.
Miniskirt?
Yes. Me and you dry humping on the beach.
A screensaver.
Yes, baby. This game is so easy.
Is it what's her name?
From Eastbound and Down. Yeah, and
Amber.
That was actually directed by the guy that directed Horrible Bosses and Identity Thief. It was on TBS a couple of weeks ago. It's a good bad movie.
Next up, Jingle All the Way,
which is on Netflix, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is going out looking for one of these action figures for his son.
Isn't Sinbad? In this
I was going to say it's a bad movie. Sinbad makes up for it.
And as if I didn't have enough pressure in my life, my son sends me out for some like goofy butt toy, some fruity robot named Turtle Man.
It's Turbo Man. My son wants one, too.
You know it's all a ploy, don't you?
A ploy.
Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels.
Oh, come
on. You got these big fat cats sit there using working class just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck the children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on.
Sinbad, calm down, my man. What happened to Sinbad? Has anybody had a faster fall?
I don't know, but I just watched House Guest the other weekend. That was a good movie with Phil Hartman.
I like Sinbad.
I wish he'd come back.
Yeah. I do too.
Unnecessary reference.
I can't get Arsenio. I got Arsenio Hall back, and I can't get some Sinbad. Hello, we're picking the wrong people. That's the problem. Vince Vaughn makes a
another
second appearance.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh my gosh!
This one I did not see.
Freddy Claus, good flick. I like it. It's got Paul Giamatti in it too.
How old are you?
Nine.
And you have a 55-inch plasma TV in your room?
Santa got it for me for Christmas last year.
Yeah, well, the big guy in the red suit's not looking out for your future, is he?
You're going to get hooked on that thing. I can see it now. 16,000 bags of Cheetos later, you wake up, you're 35, you're overweight, you're crying about your life in front of the soaps. I just did you a favor. You get outside, you play around, you make some friends, play kick the can, do some athletic stuff, you go to school, you're comfortable to play sports, you get a partial scholarship. Do you have any ethnic in your background, any authenticity at all in your background? I bet you do. It's America. You know what I mean? Find out what it is and put that down on the application for college. Now all of a sudden you get a little extra money on the side. Uncle Sam's none the wiser for it. You take that extra money, you buy a motorcycle or something. Be a lady. Maybe meet a guy when you're at school. And then you'll get pregnant with child. It works out with the guy. It doesn't work out with the guy. Who cares? You're blessed to have that kid in your life. You're going to be athletic. You're going to be a moderate to lukewarm student. And you're going to have a child before you graduate college. And who are you going to thank for all that? Not the big guy in the red suit, but your pal Fred.
Oh!
Sometimes it hurts to grow.
That's just about every movie Vince Vaughn's ever done. He does that exact scene where he just talks real fast and is totally entertaining. And I can hear him do that in just about anything.
Now, this is the next one is based on the John Grisham book.
Who's in Christmas
Tim
with
Allen
the Cranks?
And Jamie Lee Curtis.
Didn't see it.
And
it's good.
Luther,
is it okay?
Your face.
What about it?
Looks like it's frozen or something.
Oh, this. I got a Botox injection today.
Botox treatment?
Botox. They take a big needle and inject it into your forehead and it freezes your face like this. I read in that health magazine.
And how long are you going to be like this?
Well, this is temporary. And then you got all your wrinkles are gone. This is fabulous.
Yeah, well, you ought to get your money back.
I don't know about that one. No thanks. What about this one? Santa with Muscles? I'm not familiar with this.
This was a straight-to-DVD release starring Hulk Hogan as Santa Claus.
Now, this confused bad boy is Santa, like you've never seen him before. A bearded basher of bad guys.
Yeah!
A hero with a silly hat. A Robin Hood in red.
Santa! Yeah!
Who are those guys anyway?
Oh, they work for Mr. Frost.
He's been clearing out the whole neighborhood, and no one knows why.
And he's got 3 days to foil a band of evil scientists.
I can already tell you, that's a movie I don't want to see.
Yeah, I think that one is just bad.
How about the worst trailer I've ever heard for 400? Please, Alex.
You'd be surprised it was hard to find clips from that movie.
Yeah, weird. Deck the Halls, Matt.
This is Matthew Broderick, Danny DeVito, which I'm not familiar with either. Nope. It does not have good ratings.
Hey, Steve, what do you think?
Oh, my God.
It's so cute. Where in the world did you find it?
Eugene Young down at the hardware store sold it to him. Isn't it beautiful? Oh,
beautiful. Yes, and these horses. These horses, I especially like the way you've duct taped the antlers to their heads.
Yeah, well, apparently reindeer are not indigenous to the region.
I remember this. This is the one where they have the light display off. They're neighbors, and they try to outdo each other with the light displays. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen. It ain't going to make the top 10.
This next one here, we don't need to hear this whole thing.
Nutcracker 3D.
They made a 3D Nutcracker movie a few years back starring Dakota Fanning's younger sister.
Sounds painful.
It's weird. Like, they took the literal interpretation where the Rat King is a guy that looks like a rat. This is his song.
Okay, I've heard enough. Moving on. Saving Christmas. What's the story here?
This was with the late James Gandolfini.
This is the Grisham movie, isn't
it? No, that was actually Christmas with the Cranks. So this one is...
Saving Christmas, I thought, was John Grisham.
Maybe. Let me I'll get it here. But
Saving Christmas is James Gandolfini?
Yes.
And who's the... isn't Vince Vaughn in that, too?
Is that... It might have been Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, thank you. Another tall, dark-haired fella.
Tom, that guy is still here.
Yeah, I know.
Why is he still here?
Given us $250,000 to be his family for Christmas.
That's right. He pays them money to pose as his family for Christmas. I remember. And we missed a couple movies in there somewhere, but...
Oh, one of them, it was a remake of Black Christmas, the 70s horror film.
Yeah, I don't want to
see that.
Starring
Michelle Trachtenberg. And
I'd like to keep my murder to a minimum, unless, of course, it is Yippee-ki-yay.
Hey, bad, mofo. Scary Christmas stuff. One of the episodes of Tales from the Crypt is a classic scary Christmas episode where a guy breaks out of a mental hospital dressed as Santa and tracks him down with an axe. Classic.
Number one on the list, the worst Christmas movie
ever. And you can find it's terrible in a good way, and you can find the whole movie on YouTube. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. I'd go with the second clip.
What time of year is it now?
It is the middle of September.
No, not here. I mean on Earth. Ah, yes. It is early December on Earth, close to the time of the Christmas. That explains it.
I'm uncomfortable.
You hit the next clip.
That's creeping me out. Next.
We don't want to hurt you, Santa Claus, so come along quietly.
Why? Why did you have to do that to my helper?
It's harmless. It'll wear off in a short while.
Oh, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Now you come with us. We need you on Mars. Nice.